very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Keith Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing voter registration exercise.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome all our radio to TV viewers across the world. And once again, thanks. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise.
ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau says 1.2 million people were registered during the first phase of the PVR exercise, which ended on October 26th. The second phase of the program got underway yesterday, and ZEC remains confident it will reach its target of registering 7 million Zimbabweans.
The second phase of the exercise, which began yesterday, will run until November 13th, while the third segment will take place between November 16th and December 1. The last leg will run from December 4th to December 19th. The first phase, though, was marred by allegations of violence and intimidation, mostly of opposition supporters by alleged ruling ZANU-PF party supporters.
What are your views about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. So, kunjalo kumfowethu.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila uti tinge chitarisa ndezo chirongwa, chechipiri kana uti yatingati phase 2, pama phase mana kana uti chirongwa, zvina, zvirikuitwa kwa ne ZEC, kuti ione kuti yakurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunovota pablitz yekutanga kana kuti phase 1, pana vanhu vakavota vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nezuru mazana maviri 1.2 million. ZEC yanga ichitarisira kuti pada vanga kusvika 1.7 million, asi uwandiwo havana kwanisa kuti vahusvike, asi vane chivimbo chekuti vachakwanisa kunyoresa vanhu vanosvika 7 million kunyange hazvo vamwe vari kugununguna kuti mamwe madzi sabhuku vari kuvabhadhasa mari kuti vanyorese maafidhafiti anenge achidiwa. Pane dambudzikowo rekuti nyaya yeproof of residence inenge iri kupawo kuti vamwe varambidzwe kana kuti vakundikane kuenda kunovhota. Pane nyaya yatakambotaurawo yevanonzi maalliens vaye vari kunzi vanofanira kutanga vaenda kuhofisi yava mudende kwaregistrar general votora mhiko patsva vonzi vakukwanisa kuvhota kana kuti vave macitizens. Pane zvakawanda wanda zvakazvitinetsei, asi veZEC vari kuti ivo vari kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kusvika pari zvino.
Ipambe zulu kandaba ke sokulihlandla lesipili lokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhlelo lolu luqhutshwa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Sikhuluma nje ke i-biometric voter registration, ngokutsho kweZEC ngani kuqhubeka ngempanelo, kodwa kulabanye abathi hayi akuqhutshwa kahle ngale ngoba kulabanye abantu abaqhutshwayo kuthiwa abalancwadi eziveza ukuthi bahlala ngaphi. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngehlandla lesipili leli labe sendaweni ezingani zikhethiwe ezithize, kodwa umuntu uyayenelisa ukuthi aqhubeke elokhu ayibhalisa kwezinye indawo lapho asebadlula khona. So iZEC ikubikile khonokhu ngeveke ephelileyo, kodwa kusokomqoka yikuthi okwamanje sokule phase 2 yokuthi abantu babhalise kugwalo lokuvota.
I think we have our first guest, that is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, good evening.
Good evening, blessings. How are you? Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Ms. Mukoko. So, how's this registration going on?
As the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we are also excited that this program is now getting into its second phase. And we are particularly happy that at the end of the process, we are going to have a new voters' roll. And as you are aware, that the issue of the voters' roll in the past has always been a source of conflict in the country. But as people are going to register under this biometric voter registration, as the Zimbabwe Peace Project, we continue to be concerned about the cases of intimidation that we are noting in a number of places. We are all aware that BVR is a new system that is coming into this country. And being as it is, it's also something that people have taken advantage of to instill fear in other citizens. People have been told all sorts of things that as soon as you sit in front of this equipment, it can actually detect which party you are affiliated to. And people have also been told that because the system captures your biometric information, they've also been told that there is a way of tracking who you have voted for. And at the moment, we are worried about people being asked to give up serial numbers of the slips that they are being given after they have registered to vote.
Have you taken this up with the authorities? Of course, I a few weeks ago did ask the exec chairperson, Justice Rita Makarau, about the issues of intimidation and violence, and she said they had indeed received some names, and they had forwarded those names to the relevant authorities, and they were hoping that action will be taken. Have you been communicating with ZEC and other government offices?
We have written a letter to ZEC that has gone unacknowledged. We're actually encouraging them to bring out a statement that is clear in terms of what the BVR kits can do and cannot do, so that these anxieties are allayed among the citizens. Because obviously people are afraid, because from what they are being told, they are basically being told that their vote is not going to be their secret, which is something that is guaranteed by the Constitution. But what is happening at local level is really worrying.
Yes, siyabona ke lapha ke inkosikazi inkosazana ukuthi into ezihluphayo ukuthi abantu nxa befika khona ngale ukuthi bayayibhalisa. Bayabuzwa kuthiwa ke wena uhlala ngaphi kumbe kunje kunje. So khonokho ke kubanjwa njani njengoba abantu abaningi kuthiwa bayaxotshwa?
Lolo ludubo olukhulu kakhulu, njalo sokube lokukhuthaza abezethu ukuthi ngabe udaba lolu lo proof of residence ngabe liyakhitshwa. Ngoba abanye sebekuthathe kwaba lithuba lokuthi benze imali. Siyakwazi sonke ukuthi izalane zeZimbabwe okwakhathesi zihlupheka okuganani ukuthi zenelise ukuthola imali. Imali sibili yokuthi bathenge ukudla abalayo. Ngubani ozakhipha imali ukuthi ahambe ayobhalelwa okuliphetshana azahamba lakho ukuthi ahambi ayubhalisa ukuthi emilise ukuvota. Yini isifake singela kuhle.
Ngicela ukufa khona
ukuthi kusenzakala lokho.
Yeye ngicela ukufa ngesithiwa khona ukusibili ngamafishane ma.
I think the biggest problem that we are facing at the moment is the requirement for proof of residence. We really would appreciate if this requirement was removed. Because at the moment, there are people who are extorting money from citizens who do not have money. And most citizens at the moment are struggling to make ends meet. They actually can buy their own food. And we don't expect them to be able to get money so that they can go to someone and seek to have their proof of residence written for them so that they can go and register when they don't have food on their table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that we are able to deal with these issues because they are really scuttling the ability of the majority of people who want to be able to go and register.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho. Sesilo baba ke usibakhulule lapha ecingweni. Sibakhulule, kunjani baba?
Sina baba.
Ye, kunjani khona ngapha egoli?
Hayi, egoli kurayithi.
Akutsho sibakhulule, uhamba nje nxa uzwe bekhuluma abanye ngodaba lokusokule ihlandla lesibili nokubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota.
Nale into yangikhona, mina ngibona i-system le ayihambi kahle ngoba kuyahamba kumiwe. Njalo izavalela abantu abasebenza phandle ngoba ngo-December sengathi kuthiwa kuvalwa 19. And the 19 abantu abaningi bayafika ekhaya bazimisele ukuzorejista. So bazavaleleka ngaphandle ngoba 5 January they are returning back.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani?
Ayilunganga.
Ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani sibakhulule?
Must be open ukuthi abantu benelise ukubhala ukubhalisa ukuvota.
So wena ufisa ukuthi ngabavula kwezithi lonke nxa libuya ekhaya libhalise ngesikhathi seChristmas?
Akufanele bevune sizobhalisa.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba ukuvota kula ncedo, wena ukubona njani?
Ukuvota kubalulekile, ukuyekela akusizi ngalutho ngoba ma ungavota uthi kahlale esikhundleni lowo muntu.
Ye,
akubhalise ukuvota omunye ubonakale ukuthi siyamkhupha.
Ye, akufaka isicelo sakho kuhulumende weZimbabwe sibili, khuluma khonapha sibakhulule sisu.
Ukuthi ama-office avulwe siyenelise ukubhalisa isikhathi esingaphandle kwelizwe engasivaleni ngaphandle ngoba singabantwana beZimbabwe. So the government must open offices for us as we are outside of the country. So we want to register to vote because the vote is important to us. We are citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Sibongile. Kakhulu, sibakhulule.
Okay, thank you.
So, you know, the reason why he's making this appeal is that he believes that this second phase is going to end before Christmas. So he says, no. There are so many people who are coming from Johannesburg, coming from Haberun, and other countries, you know. So he says, no, they must open so that those people coming from outside can register to vote.
Regatiende kunemwe mtereri, mkoma chaka chaya, makadi. Hello.
Hello, makadi enyu.
Makanyoresa kuvota here, tingangoti chaka chaya musati manyoresa.
Asati manyoresa kati chaka chaya, tikutoenda ako kunyoresa kuvota.
Saka isati chaya because kana musati kunyoresa ka hapana kuchaya kwachaita.
Ayo andafara sere kuti namuchiongwa.
Ayo taura
hichi. Ndangopa pfungwa dzangu. Ya mwe dzangu ndezvekuti ndarangosikurudzirana nevana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa zvavava kuita vachiita sevava kunatsiridza panyaya yekunonyoresa kuvhota apa panyaya yemaresidential iyi pachena hatitiindai manje kana vava kusaina ivo vezeti zvino ngati paofisi havangambotiregeri kuti saina takwachereko iko tichibva kuno South Africa tomwene takaita dutu ikoko tinosvika topinda obviously hatichatamburi manje nenyaya yemaresidential basis.
Handiti kaaiwa, tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti haasi sezvandataura chinochaya kana manyoresa.
Yaiwa chiri chinochaya mukoma.
Handiti kaaiwa, tinotenda zvikuru muchikurudzirana kuti munonyoresa kuvhota nevamwe.
Alright mukoma, aiwa tinonyoresa hatiregi, tova kutobvisa, tova kutopiri gura hurumende nechisimba.
Haiwa kwete nechisimba, munoshandisa vhoti.
All right, mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs head there from Chakachaya. He says that he's on his way to go and register. He's in South Africa. So hopefully he manages to register on time. Voting, of course, is very important in any democracy.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, indeed.
So, akutsho kuti wena ngubona kwakho why abantu abanye besita bazobefuna ukubhalisa mkoko
anzwa ngithi ten
kulabo abantu abathi abasoze bebhalisa ukuvota ukuthi babhalise ukugwalulwa khona lolo kwenziwa kuyini khonoko
izizathu zingabe zikhona zizimeyi ngoba kuhamba kuchiyana ngomuntu ngamuntu. Kodwa mina ngakhuthaza izizalwane zonke zeZimbabwe ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi basebenzise ilungelo labo lokuthi bayenelise ukuyavota. Abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi amagwalo wonke lana ayenika abantu ilungelo lokuvota ngaphambilini akasasebenzi. So kulungiswa ugwalo olutsha olokubhalisa abantu ukuthi benelise ukuvota. So kutsho ukuthi umuntu wonke kufanele azikele ukuthi asebenzise lelo lungelo lakhe aliphiwa yisekelo sombuso ukuthi ahambe ayovota. Kodwa lokho angakwenza kuphela nxa angenelisa ukuthi abhalise.
So kodwa-ke abanye phela bathi abasoze bebhalise ngoba akuncedi ukuthi bavote ngoba impumela yangkhona iyaziwa. Ungathi nakhona?
Angikhona ukuthi ngingatsho njalo ngoba nxa abantu bengakayivota kathi impumela yakhona ingaziwa njani. Abahambe bayokwenza iphume leyo mpumela. Awungeke ukuthi uthi wena impumela iyaziwa kungakavotwa. Njalo ukuvota lokho kuqalisela ekubhaliseni ukuthi abantu bahambe bayovota. Yikho sikhuthaza ukuthi iveki ikhili konke okungazinda abantu njalo kwenza ukuthi abantu bacine bedonda ukubhalisa. Sifuna ukuthi kube lula ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi babhalise ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Ngoba kungaba nzima ukuthi abantu babhalise bagcina besekela ukuthi babhalise. Kufanele kube yinto elula nje ukuthi umuntu anelise ukuthi akwenze.
Yes, she's actually urging people to go register and so that they can be eligible to vote. So as the story on Love, Labo Sekumani, Baba Ndlovu kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Baba Linjani.
Ngiyaphila, ungaphi kona Ndlovu?
Ngiyisebenza mfowethu.
Yeah, akutsho Ndlovini abantu babhalisa kuma babhalisa.
Yeah, abantu bayabhalisa. Kodwa kulohlupho ngalokho engudileyo.
Khuluma
ngingathola amadoda abonele eduzane ama-visual impedi abangaboniyo.
Aha.
Bayakhala bayabuzwa ukuthi kathi manje njengoba kurejistwa bona nxa berejistwa bayabetshelwa laphana ukuthi asesibhalile ibizo lakho abesekholwa ngukholo.
Aha.
So that we are living in the days of the highest technology. Esefu ama computer akhuluma ngahambe America bayakwazi amathiwa kulama software akhulumayo. Ukuthi abantu abanqase beregister kunikwe i-feedback labo bafaka ama headphones bazizwele ukuthi they are registered because they are part of the land. And enye into enziwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi nxa sowuzavota sowubuya ku-ballot system liyana. Information yama candidates is not trailed. So abantu bangaqalisa ukunyenyezela izipawusi zabo kumbe benyenyezele o-ofisa, then how where is the proof yokuthi bakhonokho abakufunayo kufakiwe njalo i-confidence yabo phela iyabisisazakayo isefite ndikhumbula-ke mfowethu ukuthi abantu laba abanjalo babe balutshwane ezigabeni mhlawumbe wakhiphengela ufana kulantu abayithiwa bangaunosiphetha athi sisazakala uhamba njani ngaye itaundaba yankhona. So kwesisikhathi bakusaba abangaboni obafisa futhi ke sibavalelayo nabantu abangaboni ababonayo sesidwa ebuholi. Why don't you thi zeda iyabathatha abantu abanjalo ihlale labo phansi ukuze ukuthi singenzani? Babatshele ukuthi no umuntu angaboni usebenzisalokhu lalokhuzeaaa into zabo lezi ezidivi ukuthi kingato senzi la abangaboni isisingule ithi accommodate the interpol yesefit
lapho uyibeka sibili ebandla
ufuna ukungena kwezobufazi.
Siyakuzwa sibili uyibeka ebandla sibili. So ke wena uthi kuthweni babandlovu
bembone ngani-ke abetrivekumatara awu labanye ama-ethnic organizations emele abantu bangabonye ukuthi abantu abangabonye kuyenzwe i-research ukuthi azingancediswa njani ngoba that is part of the system they are part of the human and engazetaabantu ababonye bayenze izinto bona ama-illiterate zamakompyutha bezizi labantu ababonayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa ndlovu
ngiqale limi ukurejesta thina umbuso asiyawuthola limi ukurejesta anti lao ndlabo ezele sinambi siza dingaletho kuyiasifikile lasina sikudlini esinawuthekileyo.
Ye, so wena ukhulumela ye ukhulumela bona lawe unjalo yini ukuthi awuboni kahle?
Ye, lami njalo mfowethu ngizusukuthi-ke isitetesesingenyeza silamasiabantu bale-attitude ukuthi basikhade sindlini sisebenzelekleni ukwazi ukuthi singancedwa njani ibeinonothing about us khayithe sizazinjani ivasat platform.
Hayi, ubeke kuhle kakhulu. Sizathi ukuthi senze ifollow-up ngakhonokho sesibhala i-news sibili ukuthi siza kudinga sikufake ibandla. Sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu.
Zwanokuthina fowet lani ku-2 7 besicela ifake inhlelo ze-disability mhlawumbe uye ukuthi vele azinazo ikubonaazasikhomodotela kodwa kuza sikhumbula selesidinga ukuthi sibe sinyamapolisa lesho sesinyenyeza siyakwazi ukufakwa ku-dangerous lotyani.
Ukubeka kuhle kakhulu Endlovu, ungadinelwa kusasa Ndlovini. Yes, so that was Mr. Ndlovu. You know, he says he's visually impaired and he's really expressing a lot of disgruntlement in terms of people that are visually challenged. He says, you know, there is some software that can be used for those people to actually hear. Whenever they press the machine, then can tell you that maybe you have registered. So right now, there's no guarantee that when they go to the ZKA, the officials, they are actually registered. So there's no evidence. Even if they are given those slips, those slips are not written in Braille, you know. So there's absolutely no evidence that they're being registered. Secondly, he says, you know, this kind of thing that they go to the polling booth itself when they are voting, and then they have to whisper their kind of candidates to another person, is rather degrading. He says, therefore, their votes are not secret. So at the end of the day, he says that should be changed. And then lastly, he said Studio 7 itself should actually be forward-looking. You know, like introduce some kind of programs that cater for disabled people. He says we need that kind of thing. Otherwise, they're just in the wilderness.
Let's tombozo kira kunamu zare mkokoti satatura mwemtereli. Tichitarisa panyaya iyo yekunyoresa kuvota, vakawanda vanga vachichema-chemawo muzvari mukoko kuti nyaya yeproof of residence ndo iri kuvakanganisa kuti vange vachinyoresa. Pangagadziriswa sei semaonerenyu?
Blessing ndisati ndapindura mubvunzo iyoyo ndanga ndiri kuda kungotsimira zvataurwa navandlovu zvine chekuita nevanhu vakaremara. Zvakakosha kuti patiri kuenda mberi uye ichokwadi kuti kune zvakawanda zvaitwa zvinowanika zvinogona kuti vanhu ivava vagone kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo vega kana kupinda vachinovhota vari vega nekuti mapepa anenge akanyorwa zvinoita kuti kana asingaoni anogona kuverenga ega achiverenga achiona kuti apa ndo pandiri kuda pane kuti zvinzi kuvhota kwako ndo zvinozikanwa nemumwe womako asi kune vamwe zvinzi ngavashedzere kuti ndiri kuda pakati inyaya yakakosha iyoyo kuti vanhu vezeki vapinde mune zvazviri kuitira kuti vanhu ava vagone kuzvimirira vega nekuti chichemo chiripo ndechekuti kana vachiramba vachingobatsirwa zvinoreva kuti vanoramba
foni yayo inenge yambodzima chinoedza kuti tivafonere foni yamuzvare namukoko yambotidzimei tichadzoka kwavari regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vanyanhongo makadii vanyanhongo nare yacho inenge yati ndetsei gips of course the issue that Mr. Ndlovu raised, I think it's very important that we used to have that the segment catering for the disabled. Yeah. I think that should be brought to the fore. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the biometric voter registration exercise. What is important to note is that, you know, even if you voted in 1980, 85, 2000, 2013, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is in the process of putting in place a new voter's roll. So everyone has to register anew. You can't say I voted before. This is a different voter registration exercise. So it's important that everyone does register. Kutaura kwa tukutaura ndezve kuti munhu wese hazvina basa kuti wakambonyoresa kuvhota muna 1980, 85, 90, 2000, 2013. Ichi chirongwa chitsva chiri kureva icho kuti vanhu vese vanofanira kunyoresa patsva nekudaro zvakakosha kuti munhu wese aende kunonyoresa kwete kuzoti tuturu tuturu papolling station gore rinouya uchiti ah ndakambovhota wani muna 2013 izvozvo hazvishande nekudaro munhu wese anokurudzirwa kuti anga achienda iye kuti aende kunonyoresa kuvhota agebzi
yes yes pale loko okumometwe ke likasi leviyoe ndevele kufacebook Slow polite kwakuba maphosa uthi ngibukele ngisebhilitane kuzobuya uGilson Madanire uthi blessing and gifts for president so I know who the president can be and the deputy we know the deputy
yeah he said blessing and gifts which means I formed my own party.
So people, I can see that people are liking me as president. I can see they like this. No. Then Dotemba Michael Moyo says, I'm watching you guys from Namibia. And then Paul Kokova again says, so Ricking has started on registration. Then Sakile Liline Uparewati, Mina Napalisa Njalo, is a voter. Kodwa imbuzo yabo ikuthi uhlala ngapi address iyo inkinga uzobuya njalo Gilson zebhala futhi uthi 31 July 2013 to 31 July 2015 is the foundation of all Zimbabweans to celebrate regardless of their political differences it is the foundation of the end of ZANU-PF rule register to vote then Ntombi yakonyati mdluli says amachono tube ye ngichonile mamdluli chona njani kuzobuya ke lo Moses Makhula uthi hi siyabungelela lathi mfowethu so kubuya ke uPeth Zwane uthi what is Shona for as we can hear so here let me explain to you when we are doing live talk we use three languages Peth so it's Ndebele Shona in English so we just mix them so that we you guys you can hear this language or the other so that we don't exclude anyone kuzobuya ke Uncube uthi linjani siyaphila Uncube kona ngapho so ke ulobani khona pho ngizokuthola silo muntu ecwe
mthambe
ngisindebele ye tonga sindebele
right
ye kuloba balapho sekukhona ecwe siyakubona mnumzana nalo kunjani baba
ngiyaphila baba njani
ye ibizo lesibongo
ngibaba mthakiwa lawo
ngubani
ngibaba mthakiwa ngingedali umkhomake Gibbs nomkhoma blessing lapha ekitiyo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu mkhoma sisekhulu
okay ngimthakiwa ndoti ngisekhulu
mthakiwa
ya
Mtswakiwa, kuluma ke Mtswakiwa. Kuluma sizo ba.
Ndokumbira kupa overview yangu pane zvarutaurwa izvi.
Taura ba
tinzwe.
Andizi kuti apa tinoda kunyoresa mukomakiti, ne? Saka kumusha kwedu kutakura tichingozviona uye tiri mukati mazvo zviri kungoratidza kuti nyangwe tikavhota hazvino zvazviri kuda kuti zviti zvatiri kuda mutambo wachona kubva kare uri kungotendeka dii rimwe chete tinoda kuvhota izvi right chatiri kuona kuti bhora racho rinoziva mungavasungu vemaoko kozivai titambe kana kuti sadza riri kubikwa rinogoiswa papa kunzi uyai tidye ndozvina sei ndakasungwa maoko
asika vamutsvaki mukasanonyoresa kuvhota amuone here kuti mune maramwira munda kumakudu
kwete mukoma blessing ndiri kuda kuenda ipapo apa pamwe kutaura kwete udzo kuti pane maopponents kana kuti ivo vatongi vari mukati mebasa iri vadi kuti tiite fair play toziva mupolitisi hongu vanozviti hakuna fair play but zvedu zvanyanya kuti vamwe takura vamwe tava nezvizvikuru kana kuti hameno zvatava handete zvinoita here kuti vanhu vari kuda kuvhota izvozvi kuzimbabwe kuti atandova kuti vanhu vaikangasela kuchitungiza koko vakabatwa vachida kuudza vanhu vanhei tinovhota tinyorese vakarobwa then varobwa ndo vanhu vari kuenda zvekunotongwa kumatare edzimhosva vanhu vakashungwa vairobwa ndobatiri kungoona kuti nyange tikati tiende tinonyoresa zvakangooma mukomablessing asi handisi kuda hangu kupa chinesu kumazimbabwe handei tinonyoresa kuvhota but ndikungotsiurawo vari kutitonga kuti tisasungane maoko ngatitambe ibhora zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamutsvakiwa ndizvo handiti
ndizvozvo baba
tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka
regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vagoronga makadi
adina kuri vangu
aiwa tiri nani zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu
regai nditange nokungokwa zvangu mukoma dhoni kana vakateererawo panguva ino
ndofunga vakateerera asahwira wenyaya
kuti chakachaya rwendo runo hatiyeyotese tindoregista
ya
kana iye ineya tiri kupuwa patapinda pafase 2 iye ineyi hatisatamba nomukana kunyanyanya vechidiki handei nouwandu hwedu nonguva yakuti tigure muswe tigure govo muswe taneta nokutambudzwa neutungamiriri hwatinawo saka tinokumbirisa zvikuru sei sekunge kuzvakasemburawo kwatiri uko kunova iko kumba ndambodako ndambopa hurudziro kuna senator wedu mudharadhongi marava kuti basa sebasa chairman mr gumbi mr viki vari organizing secretary mr dumbu vazvaka west apa namukoma chikwaya ndima yamuri kurova ngatirambe takashinga ngatikurudzira nematunhu ose kuti ndonguva yokutanga nokupedzisira hatichadi kutambudzwa nemharapatsesese dzatakatarisana nadzo idzi
saka iyo kurudziro yamuri kuita yekuti vanhu vanonyorisa kuvhota iri kutambirwa here
iri kutambirwa zvakanyanya kunyange nevanevo vari kuno kwatiri kunana joni uku vari kuti ivo pana December pavanoenda kumbaopo vari kutokurudzira zvikuru kuti chakachaya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga
tinokutenda iwo nemi
thank you so much you heard there from Mr. Goronga gives his aging youth especially to go and register so that they can vote in next year's elections Gibbs.
So silabantu ke abathumeza ama message blessing lapha so umunye wabo ngizibusiso ndabaningi moyo uthi ngikhona lapha ke ekwele Botswana abantu sebexakile kakhulu ngomongameli Mgabe abasamfuni bebethembe iMDC Alliance nanku lakho sipho nguyehluleka ukwehlukana ayisa strong kangako ngakho idinga ukuthi votelwe ngesikhathi esingayisiso pho kuvotelwe bani kumele senzeni bantu benkosi so he's asking what to do you know in terms of voting he says the MTC Alliance appears to be weak and but they're still demanding or maybe looking for votes you know and then we've got another person who wrote a message here that is Mthobisi Ndlovu. He says, inkohlakalo ekuhulumende ophethe eZimbabwe yesabeka inukela ngisho uNkulunkulu ezulwini yalitshela sibili. Yikho okwenza kube lakho konke konoku ongana kukhanya kwele Zimbabwe. So this guy says there's too much corruption in government, and so he doesn't believe that there could be any free and fair election.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Noma N. Mlalazi Nikki writes, so we need vele uMongameli Mugabe poke abantu bavotelani. So according to Noma, you know, the president has already won the next election, you know, even before the registration ends.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, why are these people going to vote?
Yeah.
So she's really disappointed about the voting process in Zim. Then Western Zweli Kumalo says, Mugabe wathi unamatrix angu 100. So far, seven say elilodwa. So angu 99. So what is the use for people to vote then? Ngokubona kwami, ngabe aku voting ngitsho nomuntu yedwa until this man steps down. So he's actually quoting the president, saying that he once referred to himself as a person with so many tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had 100 tricks, and so far he had only used one trick towards elections.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, 99 of those that still remain, oh yeah, the problem.
99 problems for the opposition. Aregatina kuna Farirai Manyere. Magadi.
Magadi wakare ku DC Washington.
Ah, kuno ndizo zvemutoa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro.
Aiwa, ndizvo zvotinongo shuvira kuti dezvo zvanaka zvatinakira tese tiri kuno ku South Africa.
Aiwa, ndizvo zvanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha.
Ndiyo chokwadi, uye hatifani kuti tirambire munda kumakudo.
Ichokwadi.
Tinokurudzira vese vana vemuZimbabwe kuti ndati rejestei, ndakatobva kuyosondora pera rineri. Ndikati hati rejestei, kana tikarejesta takawanda hatimbobirwi sekutaura kunoita vazhinji. Hati rejestei, kana toenda kunovhota tonovhota chiziva zvatiri kuita, havangambokwanisi kutibira. Kana vatibira ndo patinobva tavataurira kuti aiwa ko matitorera kodzero dzedu tichiziva zvatakaita sei. Kana takawanda hatingambokundwi navashoma.
Saka pakunonyoresa apa makatora nguva yakareba sei, zvanga zviri nyorere.
Aiwa, zvanga zviri nyore. Ndakatopuwa bepa nehanzi na Zizwai. Ndandiri pachitungiza patown center paya. Ndovakatonditi munogara kupi? Ndandogara Mzengeza 4. OvaZizwai vacho vati hano problem, muri vanhu vakuru, chindai, handambopinda muraini. Kwabva ndanosvika ndichinotorwa mafingerprints minwe yese nepicture yangu zvandichiyaimone zvatakuitai. Hazvakangonakanaka zvokutoti ndaamba ndanyoresawo pandinonovhotera kana ndadzokera. Saka zvinhu zvakangonaka, dei hama dzangu dzese tikaramba tine mwoyo umwe chete, tinde kunoregista nevakuru veduwo vanomiririra maconstituencies vatakavhotera. Vanokumbira kuti mvumirere kumapurisa kuti tiinde kunoudzawo vanhu vakativhotera zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika. Vatiita musangano, vatipinda muvanhu, ndonguva yekuti tivazive futi kuti tizive kutiwo zvechokwadi vanhu ava vane rudo nesu sevanhu vavo. Zvino kana vachingotaura vari ukoko vasingapindi mundima mavari kunotsvaga rutsigiro, zvinorambidzwa here? Plus vote inozi free and fair. Handiti inotangira ipapa pa registration tichienda mberi. Ndosaka dai kuri kuti ivo vamakarawo vanzwisisawo vatinzwira tisu varige kuonekwa sevakarerekera rimwe divi, vaite zvinhu zviri jekerere, vatinyatsoudzawo vanhu kana kupa mukana ivo mapmp edu vapinde mukati mundima vachitiudza kuti ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe. Uye nesuwo kuno tiri kuno diaspora dei vanga vaitawo, ndakaona kukinya muno mukujubheki uko vanhu vachitovhota vekukinya kwezvi tinotadziswa nei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamanyere. Tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa, murambe muchingotipo tirambe tichikurudzira vana vedu kuti havavhote kuti nyika yedu isununguke.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Chirongwa ndechenyu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Manyere there. He's saying that one of the issues, he raised many issues, but he says in Kenya, people in the diaspora were allowed to vote. He says it's possible Zimbabwe can do the same. Gibbs.
Yes, lo Virginia Moyo. Ekungwana lapha useBotswana. Virginia Moyo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Eh, ungabona ngone Botswana kola.
Ngise Francis Town.
Ko awukwetonot.
Hayi, ngise Francis Town Street.
Akunjela into emnandi edliwe tonona kwethu.
Into?
Into emnandi kakhulu inyama edliwe tonona kutwa kwethu.
Donki.
Wawa hamba kola ngale.
Angikaze ngihambe, ngiyakwazi kodwa etonota, ngeke ngikufike nje for imicimbinyana nje.
Ye, thina abanye sayiwosa singakwazi ukuthi inyama yani. Ye, so akutsho-ke ukuthi wena siwabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote intombi?
Hayi, ngiyafika mbhalise ekhaya uhamba kwami, mele ukuthi ngihambe maduzane ngizafika mbhalise.
Uhamba nini phela?
But ngatshelwa ngomunye uCC wathi kuyaphela ngoDisemba, so I have to be there before December. Ngiyebhalisa at least.
Kutshoni kuwe sibili nxa uyabhalisa kuhle ube sivota kuba kusijoni ko?
Kutsho utshintsho ukuthi kumele ukuthi indosipintshe vele, ngoba akumelanga ukuthi sila kulahla mbeleko ngokufelwa nxa isindebele sisitsho noma ngasazi kahle.
Hayi, usitshaya kuhle sibili.
Ngisho ukuthi akulahlambeleko ngokufelwa, kumele sihlale sizama. Akusiko ukuthi okuyenzeke ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngezikhathi ezidlulileyo kuzohlala kwenzakala. Mhlawumbe kungaba le change, ngoba ezikhathini ezidlulileyo azange avota. So ngibona ingani lami ingxenye okungiqhuba ukuthi ngiyevota kungaba lokutshintshayo lakho. Omunye oseceleni kwami kungamthinta la kungatshintsha.
Kuqakatheke kanganani kuwe kakhulu, ngumiss Moyo kumbe ngumiss Moyo?
Miss
Nkosazana Moyo, kuqakatheke kuwe kanganani ukuthi uvote sibili?
Eish, kuqakathekile kakhulu, ngoba ngiyabona impilo yokuphilela ngaphandle ungaphileleli izweni lakini ayikho mnandi kakhulu. Yazi susizi kakhulu, ngoba awu kathesi so ungakhangela kathesi abantu siseze ezindlini zabantu kodwa singabantu sifundile silezikolo. So kusho ukuthi kuyasinzimela. So kuqakathekile ukuthi sivota, ngoba uma singavota kungatshintsha. Mhlawumbe lathi singakwazi ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya la bangakwanisanga ukufunda babhala bapasa, bebekwazi ukuthi babhale baqhubeke ngezikolo labo njengabanye abantu kwezinye indawo, ngoba vele imfundo kayikhulelwa. Lazi ukuphucuka kakukhulelwa, liyakwazi ukuphucuka ilizwe anytime, abantu baphucuke noba sebebadala.
Wena ufunde okunganani ongakwenza ukuthi usebenze ezindlini khona ngapha?
Mina ngabhala u-form 4 ngaripita ngabhala futhi bathi ke ngesikhathi kwasekumele ukuthi lami ngiqhubekele phambili kwayehlula, ngoba imali zami khona zisezindlini ukuthi ziphume ebadaleni. So ngase ngimele ukuthi lami ngigcwalisise ama-subject ami, lami ngikwazi ukuthi lami ngikwazi ukuthi ngiyadinga lami emakholeji, mhlawumbe ngithi ngingene lapha nalapha, ngibe umuntu eyenza kuyibhizinesi inyana or something, but kwayehlula ngazithola lami sengibambuthini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Nkosazana Virginia Moyo khona ngapho kule Botswana ngwadini wakusasa.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Sibonga kakhulu. So that is Virginia Moyo. She says she's going to Zimbabwe to register to vote, because to her is very important, because most Zimbabweans who are educated are working very menial jobs in Botswana. So she says they cannot take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think we have Ms. Mkoko back. The connection was bad. Ms. Mkoko, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, there is a surprisingly high number of callers. This is not the first time. We hear about this complaint consistently ever since the registration exercise started. They are saying that, well, there's no need to go and register because the election is going to be rigged anyway. What's your take on all this?
I think when I started speaking to you, I said in the past one of the issues that caused a lot of disgruntlement was the issue of the voters' roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we have got an opportunity of starting on a clean slate in terms of getting a new voters' roll. And I think as Zimbabweans, we need to rally behind this process so that we are able to exercise our rights.
But now with this intimidation that some are alleging is going on, is it still not going to create problems for people? Many were thinking that this might solve some problems. But now some are saying that, well, now we have all the evidence that we need. We know where you would have voted. Your vote is not a secret anymore.
And I think this is where Zach needs to come in and come in with a bold voice to ensure that Zimbabweans are not instilled with fear. I think this is where they need to play their role. Let Zimbabweans know what the DVRA system can do and cannot do. But as long as they keep quiet without a frank statement in terms of intimidation. But I think if we also look at our Electoral Act, there are ways of dealing with people if they intimidate others. The people who are doing this are known. And I think the right message just needs to be sent out so that this process of biometric voter registration is not hijacked for interest of particular political parties.
Well,
so I think for me, I actually see that there is a way of dealing with what is happening now. Let's expose those people who are intimidating citizens. They are known in these communities. I think the right message just needs to be sent out. Yes.
Gibbs.
Very powerful remarks there. So, but, you know, Ms. Mkoko, what is problematic, most probably, is the issue of defending the vote. What is going to happen this time around?
Hello?
What is going to happen in terms of defending the vote? You know, last time there was a problem that some people believed very much that Mr. Tsvangirai won, you know, and there was no kind of, you know, move to defend the vote. So people are still posing that same question. How do you defend the vote?
Yes, I think what is important at this stage is that for us to get to the stage where people will talk about defending the vote, we need to have ensured that people have registered to vote. I think that is the first step.
But some...
So people just need to take that bold step to register to vote so that they are able to defend their vote. But if they don't, how do you then begin to defend your vote if you have not registered to vote?
But some are looking for plan A. You know, what happens if they register to vote and get the vote that they want? What is going to happen if somebody says, I'm not going to tell you who actually won?
That will be problematic. But I think if we take one step at a time, it will facilitate for us to be able to sort out the issues that we need to be dealing with.
Tombotaura nechishona muzvare mukoko tichitarisa dambudziko riri kuwanikwa nevamwe kumaruwa vari kuti tiri kutorerwa maslips edu tozonzi tinenge taakuona kuti wavhotera papi gore rinoya. Zvingakwanisike here semazira amunoita mishina iyi mamboendawo kunoongorora sarudzo kune dzimwe nyika?
Inini zvandiri kungokumbira ndicharamba ndichizvikumbira kusvika mashoko iwayo aburitswa panhetenyuro agoburitswa mumapepanhau mangwanani masikati nemanheru kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvizive kuti mishina yebhizi havangatiunzire mishina inoita kuti vanhu vazikanwe kuti vavhotera pasi. Saka
Saka vanhu vezeki vane chitambe chekuti vatsanangurire zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizive kuti zvavari kutaurirwa munzvimbo dzavari hazvizirizvo. Ngavabude pachena vadzidzise zvizvarwa zvese zvenyika ino kuti vese vari kuvatyityidzira nhando, hakuna munhu achateerwa. Kana maserial numbers ari kunyorwa, tiri kuzviziva kuti munzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vari kunyoreswa maserial number. Ngakungobuda mashoko akatsetseka anobva kuzeki. Chikumbiro chatiinacho kuna Justice Makarau kuti mashoko iwayo ngaabude mitauro yese yemunyika muno meZimbabwe, mitauro yese inocherechedzwa nekumbiro redu remitemo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekujekesa ipapo. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu. Vagova, makadii?
Halo, ndakasimama kuchimbao.
Aiwa, tiripo. Manyoresa here kuvhota?
Kunyoreswa ndanga ndatoendawo nhasi kundonyoreswa. Zvino ndangoona zvinhu zvacho zvimaitirwa zvanga zvichiitwa anombonyatsondifadza.
Chii chisina kukufadzai?
Panenge pakapindawo anenge mapolitician nezvimapepa. Ndinonyatsozvizwisisa kuti zvimapepa zvanga zvingori zvei especially ndakatarisa mugirikini kune vanhu kumapato reZANU PF. Chipepa chandaona ichova hatinonyatsondifadza zvangu.
Saka
ndimbotsaya kuda kuti ndivabvunze asingazongona kuti haa, rega ndisiyane nazvo. Asi chikuru chandi kuru nyanya kuyu, ndinogara ndichiteerera zvangu Studio 7 sikuru, ndichizwa vanhu vachiramba vachitaura vachiti izvoni hazvina zvatinobatsira kuenda kunovhota nekuti tagara tichinongobirirwa. Ichocho chimire ichocho inini maonero angu hazvina kunaka.
Asi ibindu riko Magova, hamuna kufanana nevanhu ivavo here? Kana mabva musina kunyoresa muchadzokera futi here kana kuti
ndinotofanira kutonodzokera bhozi? Inini handiramwe kai, ini handiramwe bhozi. Situation yandakaona kubvira kudhara muno muZimbabwe ka nezvimiro zvatiri kutoitwa zviri kuitika zvacho ka hazvitombofa zvakambondidzokera mashure kuti ndiende kunovhota. Ende ndinonovhotera papozisheni yandiri kuda kusvikirana zvaita. Saka ndinotofanira kutodzokera futi, handinete.
Aiwa, kana makadaro
ndinokurudzira zvangu vanhu vese, chikuru chandokurudzira vanhu vese vari kuti hanzi ngatisaine muvhota, ngatisaine muvhota, kuti ngatisaende noregista. Hazvina zvazvinobatsira, ngatitoendai tonoregista, tonovhota. Ende tichinovhota tichiita zviri kufunga mupfungwa dzako ndozvaunofanira kuita. Chirangwa chinhu chakashata zvikuru, hatifaniri kurangwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova.
Aiwa, ndotenda imi nezvamunoita bhozi, muri kutiburitsira mashoko akanaka zvekare nezvese neinfomeshen yakakwana. Dai maramba makadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vagova. That's Mr. Gova there initially said that he wanted to go and register to vote today, but unfortunately there are some political issues that he did not mention, but he was not happy. So he says he will go back tomorrow and then try to register, but he's urging Zimbabweans to go and register in their millions.
Yes, Baba, ke uThabani Ngwenya sikhase ngaye sibili isikhathi sasihambile. Baba Ngwenya, kunjani?
Eh, kunjani baba kuthuwe?
Siphile kakhulu, njalo ufuna ukungena kuhlelo tshova sizwe.
I know man, yazi kunenkinga lana Dubela.
Iphosta sizwe.
Inkinga lana Dube abantu bakithi mani kazivameni ukuhlakanipha sivuke nini man. Inkinga yakithi mani abantu bakithi angazi umbele uzwelo roi kungena kakhulu ichecha angazi. Umgabe asimenini kancane ukuthi sivumeni kekhethweni naye. Ndala losegugile lo.
So
next year 94 years kusizani ukuvotela lo muntu elikwazi ukuhlezi esitshontshela amavoti njalo nje. Ekugcineni kudala sivota sivotela into efanayo. Empeleni njengamanje lubaba sewinile seqedile ngathi. Siya ekhethweni njengamanje, akuthi sisizwe ngaludo lokho. Lokhu kakuyekwe, abantu nganje bayatoyitoya umgabe ka-step down. Isikhathi sakhe sokuthi aphumule manje sesifikile. Ima-step down, umgabe ma-step down kuphela nje. Sikhathele, umdala lo sihluphekile, sesi kugele emgwaqweni kwamatayezi mota sesi sigijima sihlupheka sihlupheka ungena ebedbridge ungena nzima emabhoda lapho utwala nzima ufuneka imali kuwe
enza kwenza ke uhlelo olulandelayo ngiwenza kudobha kuqala so sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya
ngiyabonga nakodwa ngizibuhlungu
ye sibongela kakhulu Ngwenya ungathina kusasa silolo baba ke uBrian Thabete ecingweni Thabete kunjani
Iye,
ngamafishane sibili ungathini khonapho ke ngokubhalisa ugwalo lokuvota.
Ngibona ngani ugwalo lo kuyindaba le yokuvota le very difficult ngokuthi yena umgabe he doesn't want anyone to take over the country. That's what he said. I've got a video mentioning that, you know, I don't want any other political party try and take over ZANU-PF. They will run them down and put them in this investigation. Or other you disappear. So how can we deal with such a person? But there's one way, if he ever win in this election, we must do whatever, like Spain, what they did. We need to get together and demonstrate and put him down. That's the only way me, I see it. Because into a little vote away, we just wasting our time.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu manje.
Yes, it's been going on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, isikhathi sesisigcwele
ngangoyi. Sesigugile emazweni khona apho sokho sizama ukwenza lokhu lalokhu but it's a failing thing there. The only thing is to put pressure and force and get these people out. Because he's got the money and the we.
Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu ke Thabete isikhathi sethu sikanise siphelile. Blessing ngamafutshane ke.
Of course, I could hear he was a bit agitated.
Yeah, the two of them very agitated. One said, let's boycott the election altogether. And this other guy says, the best plan is for people to toy, to actually remove this guy by means of what is happening in Spain, you know. Go to the streets, demonstrate, and finish him off instead of going for the vote.
Miss Mkoko, your take on this, is this not the problem now? When people no longer believe in democracy, that we end up having these thoughts of people saying that, you know, let's resist, let's take it to the streets, not the ballot box.
It is a challenge, but I think I will insist that we just need to go through this. A registration process. But at the same time, I will also insist that we need to read the registration process of all the intimidation that is going on at the moment so that people begin to have confidence in the system. Because once people have lost confidence in a system that they are supposed to believe in, then we have got a problem. So it is a challenge that is before all stakeholders to ensure that citizens go back to trusting and believing and having confidence in the system of our election.
And your organization is doing a great job indeed. You are recording all these incidents. If people are intimidated, where should they go if they want to report your organization?
If people are intimidated, we encourage them to get in touch with us as the Zimbabwe Peace Project. They can use the number 754. Sorry, you got me before I got my numbers correct. 754176 is a number that they can call. They can also get us on email at zptinfo@myzptp.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but of course, we have those numbers. People are free to call us, and then we can give you the numbers. Thanks to our guest this evening, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Mr. Justina Mukoko. Thanks to our viewers, callers, and our crew behind the scenes. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night.